You know, and I don't think it's about preparation or even background or anything. It's just like, it's actually being ready to engage, like, and focus on whatever is happening right now, especially.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Heath, my man. So first of all, for all the listeners today, this is a virtual episode. I'm actually in Berlin right now. Heath, are you at home?
I am at home, yeah, and I'm using my laptop wired in to the internet, so hopefully my connection's good.
Fingers crossed. Let's make this happen. So what do we want to talk about today?
So today we want to talk about something interesting. So I advise a bunch of companies, and there's one where I'll go into their office every week, and I was talking to the head of marketing, and she's had a lot of interactions with me. We work together on a lot of things, and she said, "How come you are always prepared?" And she asked me that question, and I never thought of myself as somebody who's always prepared. So there's something that I'm doing that's causing her to feel like that. And I just wanted to explore that because I feel like what happened, the reason she believes that or thinks that is because I don't ever feel like I'm not prepared for something. Like it's not like I feel like I'm prepared. It's just like I'm ready for anything, anytime, like bring it. And I think that approach is probably what makes her feel like I'm always prepared. And she's wondering how she can always be prepared, you know, and I don't think it's about preparation or even background or anything. It's just like, it's actually being ready to engage, like, and focus on whatever is happening right now, especially when it's a conversation, communication, or, you know, something that someone's asking you about. And I'll give one thing really quickly that I just thought of is I was meeting with someone many years ago, and I was just talking to them, and they were telling me about people they like. And one thing they said is they mentioned somebody, some executive, some very, very high up executive. And they said, "She always makes me feel like I'm the only person in the world when I'm talking to her. And she always focuses in on the right things and is paying attention when I'm talking to her. And it makes me feel like she really cares." And I think that that's really what it boils down to. So,
do you think when she said, "Why are you always prepared?" that another way another way of describing that saying, "Why do you always know what to do?" You know these people that's like, "Oh, you always know what we should be doing next. You always understand what the next steps are. You always know what the right decision is. You just have always like that confidence and clarity and knowledge of what we need to do." Because she used the word prepared, which to me means you showed up with like lots of notes and the things already designed and checklists like that to me,
right.
And research done. Like that to me is the equivalent of like you're being prepared, but it doesn't sound like that's what you were doing, right? It sounded like
I never show up with assets like that in these meetings, but I think you're onto something when you say that because I don't, it's funny, like when someone asks me something, I give them an answer. It's rare for me to say, "I don't know." But when I don't know, I help them